trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, we got some new music to go through, which we'll do that in a second, including a whole new album. But let's start with a couple things going on across Chicagoland. Don't forget, it is the auto show. The auto show is going on down at McCormick Place, which is always so fun. But if you are headed down that area, it's going to be pretty congested. But a lot of fun stuff going on with that. Plus, Chicago Theater Week is going on. So this weekend, there's going to be different value price tickets for more than 100 different performances at really theaters across the city, from musicals to improv to dramas and beyond. So if you're looking for something to do, check those out. Now, we got a cool announcement yesterday, and it includes Kelsea Ballerini, who I assume this is a super bucket list accomplishment. She's going to be performing on Saturday Night Live, March 4th, and the host is going to be from the Chiefs, Travis Kelce. So Travis Kelce to Kelce Ballerini, March 4th. You can see that on US 99 Chicago on Instagram. I put that little post up there. Plus, we got some new music today. Let's talk about it. We got the first one is from Lainey Wilson. So Lainey Wilson dropped a new track, and she's going to be a country thunder for you to check out. It is called, you can look it up, it's called You Can't Always Get What You Want, which I feel like is a song that most kids aren't going to like. You can't always get what you want. We also got new music from Breland and Alana Springsteen, For What It's Worth. Nate Smith, who's coming to town with Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell at the United Center, dropped two songs, actually. Better Boy and Oil Spot. And then one of our favorites, Jordan Jameson Rogers, Holding Me Back. That's the song he dropped today. Jordan Davis is what I was going about to get to. He didn't just drop a song. He actually dropped a whole album. And it's crazy to think this is only his second full-length album. And, you know, he had so many number ones with his singles You Up and Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, Take It From Me. And then moving into this project, his EP that he put out that had Buy Dirt on it, obviously, that song did really well. And now he has his album that has What With My World Spins Around and a couple and a lot of other tracks, obviously. One of them is the title track called Bluebird Days, and it sounds like this.
What's the truth about living a lie? That the lie never outlives the truth. And two hearts fell in love and two hearts grew apart. They went their separate ways and our bluebird days went dark.
So he said this is one of the most honest albums he's ever written, an honest group of songs he's ever written. So you check it out. Bluebird Days is that name of the album.